for giving me the floor. Dear colleagues, friends, ladies and gentlemen, it is a particular pleasure and honor for me to offer some concluding remarks of this very important session. And first of all, let me thank very warmly to the organizers for putting early childhood development so high on the agenda. Women and children are most vulnerable in conditions of conflict, disaster, and displacement. And this affects not only their physical health, but also their mental health. If a mother's mental health is poor, it can affect the child and impact their long-term development. This is made even worse in humanitarian settings. Yet we know that humanitarian responses often lack adequate support for mental health and child development. The evidence shows that investing in early childhood development helps children build resilience and
There's a problem with the sound. It's very difficult to interpret the speaker.
Effective interventions are available to support caregivers in restoring their mental health. Country experiences have demonstrated that through tailored interventions, caregivers' capacities for providing nurturing care can be strengthened. This can increase their efficacy and self-esteem and provide joyful moments for families and their children, even under the most serious conditions. WHO has conducted several exercises to better understand where we can make a difference. We have found important gaps in guidance around reproductive health, newborn care, early childhood development, mental health, and adolescent health, as well as non-communicable diseases. Integrating inclusive support for nurturing care for early childhood development is a top priority, particularly in humanitarian settings. We have developed the nurturing care framework together with UNICEF, and we have released a report, Survive and Thrive, Transforming Care for Every Small and Sick Newborn. We have many opportunities to support early childhood development, including through primary health care, caregivers group sessions, child daycare, and preschool education. Many of you in the audience are gaining practical experience. We must harness your knowledge and make it available for wider audience application and as part of everyday's emergency programming. With solutions in hand, we simply cannot afford to ignore early childhood development. I commit our support to member states and implementation partners to build national capacities for early childhood development as part of the disaster preparedness plans, emergency response, and migration and health programs. As we move forward to implement the Global Action Plan on Refugees and Migrant Health approved by the World Health Assembly this year and lead the Global Working Group on Refugees and Migrant Health within the Compact, we pledge to commit to early childhood development and integrate it with other policies, ensure multisectoral approaches, and first and foremost, to strong political commitment, which we will promote. We must do more, and we must do better, to ensure that all children are able to survive and thrive, and that no child is left behind. Those of you in this room and beyond, please commit to this important topic and mobilize support outside this room. Thank you for your attention.